I know Ferg. Thanks a lot for doing this interview. It's integrating me.
That's quite alright.
You, as an activist and as a journalist, provided today a lot of examples from the field in Egypt. Tell us a bit about Kazabo. What the Kazabo movie? What was it? Who was behind it? What was the message?
The thing about Kazaboon, which means liars, is that it's decentralized. No, it's spawned from an idea called Tahrir Cinema, which was happened during the July sit-in in Tahrir Square, whereby in the evenings filmmakers and activists would put on impromptu film showings in the square, showing videos of clips from the uprising, what's the events that happened, protests and so on, and particularly the brutal response by security forces. And while these images were ubiquitous on the internet and on social media sites, many people who were there had never seen them before because they use state TV for their news information and use as a news provider. So these images they hadn't seen before, at least, and especially not in the graphic so graphically. And so the idea from then developed that this needs to be taken out now. Okay, it's very well showing to people in Tahrir Square. But these are people who've come to protest anyway. Now it's time to take it out into the neighborhoods all over the country in different governorates, also outside of Cairo. So these videos were made downloadable on the Musarin website. Musarin is a film collective of filmmakers who've been making these videos on the front lines in times of protests and clashes, collecting witness testimonies as well. People who've been the victim of torture, who've been arrested, people who want to get their message out there. And so these clips, these images, these videos were made accessible and people were able to download them and then set up their own film screenings. This would just be, you just have a piece of cloth, a white cloth as a screen, have a projector, and anywhere, kind of in the street, in cafes, in marketplaces, in squares.
Very accessible and available.
Very accessible and right there in the hearts of communities. Sometimes this would create a reaction that would just show exactly why the people don't want the truth out there. People come out and trash the equipment and try and clear the screening. But more often than not, people would see these things for the first time and realize that actually the revolution, nothing's changed. The revolution has to continue. And there are people who don't want this idea out there.
Keep people motivated and encouraged to go and.
It just to get across the point that actually things haven't changed that much, and the revolution has to continue, and we still have to fight because we're still dealing with, while the names have changed, while it